Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
First off, a lot of our listeners have been asking about this. What criteria specifically needs to be met to open gyms and casinos in Metro Detroit?
Yeah, so I appreciate the question. I know that's what is on a lot of people's minds. They want a specific number so that they know we can move forward. Here's the thing. What we are watching is numbers of COVID cases going up. We've seen our testing go up, but we've also seen the positive number, the percentage of positive cases going up as well. That's concerning. It's happening all across the country, but it's happening here in Michigan too. Maybe not as bad as the South or even some of our neighbors here in the Midwest, but that is the trend in the wrong direction. It all depends on our ability to keep that from growing. And so the tracing is really important. If the public health department calls you, answer the phone, because you may have been exposed to someone with COVID-19, and you're going to want to know so that you can get tested and isolate if, in fact, you're positive. So context matters, and I think that's one of the things that is difficult to get your head around for folks. If we've got 100 cases in Wayne County, but they all stemmed from one event, well, then we can trace and isolate. But if those 100 cases are randomized and there's no link and tracing is not as easy to do, that's a lot more concerning. And that's why I say, you know, the numbers are important, that percentage of hospitalizations, the percentage of positive cases, or tracing, how quickly we can trace. But with the overlay of context about where are those cases coming from? And that's the two-part analysis that we have to do and that every state in the country is doing right now.
So the cases are going up in Michigan. I just want to make that clear that you're saying that. But with the hospitalizations and the deaths related to these cases, they still remain relatively low. And there are some who are now theorizing that it's still obviously a science that they're trying to figure out, but some are theorizing, some reputable institutions, that the actual death rate, mortality rate, could be as low as 0.26%. So what right now, in reality, what is the hospitalization and death rate in the state? Is that going up as well?
So one of the articles that I was reading this morning was written by Ashish Jha, who is one of the world-renowned epidemiologists with whom we consult. And you've probably seen him on CNN or Fox News or MSNBC, depending on where you take your information in. His article was actually demystifying that precise assumption. So as we see cases, number of positive cases going up, we're also seeing hospitalizations, but it's a lagging indicator. Just, you know, you don't go straight to the hospital as soon as you're diagnosed. Oftentimes people try to quarantine at home and then they end up hospitalized a week, 2 weeks, up to 3 weeks later. And death rates are as well a lagging indicator. So if you're going to look to see what the result of people congregating over the 4th of July is, you might not see that in hospitalizations until the end of the month, and certainly not in terms of our death rates. And that's why that's the struggle with equating those numbers with the current experience of what we have in terms of how widely COVID-19 is spreading.
The governor of Ohio says the state of Ohio is requiring that people wear face masks in 7 counties where the coronavirus has spread most rapidly. It takes effect at 6:00 tonight. Are you in favor of ordering people in Michigan to wear face masks?
So we do have an order that people are to wear face masks masks when they are in a public, enclosed public space, that they are to observe social distancing. That is currently the law in Michigan. I spoke with Governor DeWine just last night. That's the Ohio governor you were referencing. And they're seeing an alarming increase in a number of counties, and that's why they've ordered this. He is contemplating doing more in terms of statewide, as are the governors of Minnesota and Indiana. We have taken that step, and I think clearly we've got more work to do in terms of ensuring people understand it and empowering employers and workplaces to make sure that they're in a strong position to enforce that, because ultimately that's going to be our largest challenge, is flipping the cultural norm into mask wearing and taking the politics out of it and just recognizing if you want to be safe, you want to keep this economy engaged, we got to mask up.
You know, Governor, you said yesterday on CNN that any decision to re-implement restrictions on businesses will be solely based on the science of virology, and that's where you're mindful and you're focused right now. But in addition to that, there are so many serious consequences of shutdowns, including, exponential rise in suicide attempts and the feelings of anxiety and lost businesses and the third highest unemployment rate in the nation. These are serious things to consider as well. And are you doing that?
Absolutely. Those are always a part of the consideration. But what we know is that unchecked spread has even more devastating consequences on our mental health and on our economy. You look at what's going on in Florida right now. You know, we had a few hospital systems that were close to capacity. In Florida, they've got 65 right now, according to one article that I read this morning. They reported over 11,000 cases in one day. Even Michigan, at our height, we were under 2,000. This tells you that this disease is still very present in the United States. It is growing exponentially. Florida's economy is going to take an incredible hit because of their lack of getting the disease under control, and that's why we've got to maintain as much control over the spread of the virus as we can, because it's important for our ability to stay engaged, and that's the goal. I don't want to move back. I think most of us don't. I don't think any of us wants to move backward, me especially. But that's why we've got to watch it very carefully. And if we see concerning trends, we've got to jump on it.
Some lawmakers launching a petition drive to cut your emergency powers. Are you mad about that?
I think it's unfortunate. You know, this is a public health crisis, and governors of states across this country have had to use extraordinary measures to keep people safe. This kind of thing is happening in other states. It's an overtly partisan act, and I'm going to fight to protect the ability for any governor who, you know, succeeds me to have these same powers, so that if they're confronted with a virus that is killing it, you know, the state's people, that they've got the tools that they need to act to keep us safe. I want that no matter who the governor is, and I'm going to fight it because I know it's been absolutely essential and saved thousands of lives what we have done, and we're going to fight to retain these powers.
You and other governors heard from Education Secretary Betsy DeVos, her remarks about fully opening schools in the fall. It echoes the sentiments of some parents who are concerned about the maybe educational atrophy or something like that that happens when kids aren't in class. What were your thoughts on her expectations of fully operational schools in September?
Well, I think the goal is one that we all share. Our hope is that we can safely get our kids back in school. As a parent and as someone who I think has been on the front of education advocacy, I know that there is learning loss that happens in a regular summer, and that it's more profound for kids in higher poverty situations. This is much bigger than a regular summer amount of learning loss, coupled with the stress and you know, everything else that we are confronting, and that's why we need more resources and more support from the federal government to wrap our kids with the supports they need to be successful. But ultimately, being successful depends on us getting this virus under control, and nationally it is not. We are sadly seeing the numbers in America grow, and if the Trump administration would spend more time on that, it would absolutely increase our odds of getting our kids back in our classroom in the fall.
Governor, when you said when the health department calls you for contact tracing, answer that call. I don't answer calls where I don't know the number. What shows up on your phone when they're calling you about contact tracing?
We have a very decentralized public health system in Michigan. And so it might show up as Ingham County Public Health Department, like if you live in Lansing, like I do, or it may show up as your county health department, or it might not show up. And that's why you got to listen to your messages and call back. If that's the case, if you let it go to voicemail, we know that just this one incident at Harper's, for instance, brought COVID-19 into many different jurisdictions. And so at the local level, you'll be getting that call and listen to your voicemail and get back to your public health department so you know if you've been exposed, so you can get tested and isolate until you know the results of that test.
Real quick, I know you got to run, but I want to ask you this because July 16th is fast approaching, just 8 days away. Are you going to extend the state of emergency?
Oh, yes. I've been pretty clear about that. I think we've got to stay in a state of emergency. Every 49 states are going to continue to stay in a state of emergency. It's what gives us the ability to protect our frontline workers and give eviction protections and a lot of the other protections that we've extended to folks in the midst of this pandemic. And so you should expect that will be extended and perhaps again until we can get a better handle on the virus nationally.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer, thank you for joining us live this morning again on WWJ. We appreciate your time.
Thank you. Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.